Welcome to this edition of the SKNAS Week in Review, where we recap significant activities of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis over the past week. Coming up, West Line Bus Terminal officially opens. St. Kitts and Nevis registers impressive economic ranking. PM Harris urges nationals to protect gains. And Ministers Powell and Grant mark International Day of Sign Languages. Those stories and more are next on the SKNIS Week in Review for the period September 18 to 24, 2020. Hello and welcome, I'm Ian Richards. St. Kitts and Nevis observed a quiet but patriotic Independence Day on Saturday, September 19. So traditional ceremonial parade and large-scale celebratory activities were cancelled this year in keeping with the COVID-19 health and safety protocols designed to protect the population. Dignitaries from countries around the world often come to St. Kitts and Nevis to celebrate Independence Day with nationals. This was not possible because of the coronavirus pandemic, but congratulatory messages poured in from many countries, including the United States, the Republic of China, Taiwan, Canada, Germany, Romania, Colombia, Palestine, South Africa, India, Dominica, Chile, and a host of other nations. Last Friday, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hazel Laws announced that two additional positive cases of COVID-19 were recorded. The cases based in Nevis were imported. The persons remain in strict isolation. On Wednesday, CMO Laws addressed the Federation's border status as it relates to regional and international travel.
There was a media release, official media release, coming out of the CARICOM Heads of Governments meeting on Friday, the 11th of September. And the heads of government of CARICOM, including our own Prime Minister, would have agreed in principle to a regional travel bubble. However, we must note that the country, our borders, the Federation's borders remain closed.
As the government of St. Kitts and Nevis continues to advocate for citizens and residents to adhere to all non-pharmaceutical requirements with respect to COVID-19, a special call is being made to event promoters in the Federation to find and adopt new creative ways of delivering entertainment to their patrons in a safe environment. The issue of overcrowded functions was raised on Tuesday and was addressed by the Minister responsible for Health, the Honourable Akila Byron Nisbet.
It's a new norm, and we are expected to make changes in every aspect of our lifestyle and the way we live. We've been asking the churches, the schools, business places to change the way in which they do business and how they operate. And it is no different for events as well. And so promoters need to start thinking about new and creative ways in which they can be able to provide the same level of entertainment to their participants, but within a safe environment, preparing them for what can be the second wave of COVID-19.
St. Kitts and Nevis continues to register key economic performance indicators that show impressive results when compared to other regional and international countries. St. Kitts and Nevis's permanent representative to the Organization of American States, His Excellency Dr. Everson W. Hull, shared some insights on Tuesday.
With the single exceptions of the Bahamas and most recently Panama, St. Kitts and Nevis is now ranked third in per capita income, as the Prime Minister noted, among Western Hemispheric states. I note also that on August 18, 2020, updated data from the World Bank shows that St. Kitts and Nevis now has a higher per capita income than our oil-rich friends in Trinidad and Tobago. For me, this is of paramount importance. We are outperforming the giant countries of Argentina, Brazil, and Colombia, and in our own CARICOM region, outperforming Barbados, Jamaica, and now Trinidad and Tobago.
In related news, Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris noted that the Federation has achieved much over the past 37 years. Over the past 5 years in particular, St. Kitts and Nevis has ranked highly in the World Justice Report Rule of Law Index, United Nations Quality of Life Index, ICT Index Governance, as well as the export of merchandise products to the United States of America.
We are well aware, while there is a lot that has been gained over the last 37 years, we live in an uncertain world, and the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, represents a significant threat. And if we are not careful, the gains built up over the last 37 years could be lost to an invisible virus.
The West Line bus terminal officially opened following a ceremony on Tuesday. The facility was upgraded at a cost of $2.27 million. Minister of Transport, the Honorable Lindsey Grant, highlighted the importance of this newly refurbished facility.
The facility must also signal a reset in how, as a people, we conduct the business of public transportation. As the saying goes, we cannot put old wine in new skins. Bus operators, to match the modern design of this new facility, you must also elevate your standards of customer service. You must exhibit an unswerving commitment to discipline and order at the terminal and on the road as you take your passengers to and from their destinations in comfort and in safety.
And finally, Ministers Lindsey Grant and General Powell spent part of Wednesday visiting with persons who are differently abled, particularly those with a hearing impairment. The visit to the Magnet Community Center, which also houses the Association of Persons with Disabilities, coincided with the International Day of Sign Languages. Honorable Grant explained that the visit was of particular interest for him, given that he has a sister who is deaf. Honorable Powell learned to spell his name by sign. He credited the men and women for their positive attitude.
You are really very good. You have the ability to teach anybody anything, really. I have the faith and the experience is good. And keep up the good work. And before I come back so often, and before I come even more often, because this is getting more and more fun.
And that's all for this edition of CS Kenny's Week Interview. I'm Ian Richards.